Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thugging like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You big?
Bet.
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yacht from UNLV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levine.
And this Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Yo, much love.
Alright. Y'all, this is Princess Daisy giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio. Keep doing your thing, puppy.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, was shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clown heads.
Yeah, anger management, the rebirth.
Cause I spent all my life trying to shine like the Hollywood sign. And the more I write, the more I find, the blood ain't mine. The opposite of suicide. I spent all my life trying to shine like the Hollywood sign. And the more I write, the more I find, the blood ain't mine. The opposite of suicide.
Have you ever spent a lifetime like all your checks? In the studio, like, go ahead, take my bread. No food in the fridge, not a thing to eat. No chicken wings, no tacos, just a tame and some bottle. A little eighth to smoke weed with to cure my pain. Then I'm bulletproof, feeling like I'm Damon Wayne. They said, don't be a menace like Marlon, I brush them away. Then Fury faded the tray, then I became Travis Scott.
I spent all my life, trying to shine like the Hollywood sign. And the more I write, the more I find, the blood ain't mine. The opposite of suicide. I spent all my life, trying to shine like the Hollywood sign. And the more I write, the more I find, the blood ain't mine. Opposite of suicide.
So I walk the same blocks that I once knew. No longer feeling it's imperative to prove I'm a true. This world can crush dreams, taking everything from you. Even when you think you figured it out, it still can stun you. To where you don't give a damn about nothing. From the chick tripping out to your homies to stay frontin'. That can make a real one flip out and destroy shit. Make you afraid of cracking a smile, you can't enjoy shit. But I never been the one for giving up, man. And even if I lost, I always felt there's something to gain. I know we framed from this gangster shit, it's spewing out of me. I'm a grown ass man, ain't got no time for apologies. Suckers button up, they tuck they chains when I'm nutting up. But I ain't tripping on nothing, homie, so toughen up. I love to tell you it's easy, but life is rough as fuck. Sometimes the wish was easy, but life is rough as fuck.
Cause I spent all my life, trying to shine like the Hollywood sign. And the more I write, the more I find, the blood ain't mine. The opposite of suicide. I spent all my life, trying to shine like the Hollywood sign. And the more I write, the more I find, the blood ain't mine. The opposite.
suicide.
Now I wake up every morning knowing they can't stand and why I'm making it happen. A wise guy like Goodfellas never quit on my dreams. Like Martin Luther's in the booth, ain't stopping till I'm the king. Jordan with six rings, Tyson up in his prime, Marshall and Slim Shady, Cuba Public Enemy, exhibit off the Hennessy. I ain't sorry for nothing, you motherfuckers doubting me, but y'all ain't got the heart to keep pushing. You nothing like me. I'm a soul survivor like Jeezy, radical with my movement. Eight mobs stand gang, the real ones go tell the difference. I'm an all out threat like Iverson when he cries over. Hungry than a motherfucker, ruckus, I'ma get these suckers. I ain't got no time for slow motion, but shots to Juvenile. Try to build the empire, Lucius Lyon, follow me now. Take you through the jungle, let's rumble, I'm about to throw a damn. I'm about to take your fans and turn them into mine.
Hallelujah.
They've been trying to start a man. Get under my skin. I can see in them roaches. Don't know where to begin. Ain't liking myself. I was sent to the kill. Too many is bleeding. Closet in hell, cause I'm fighting my way for this better redemption. I'm taking them down and they won't see you coming. The crew in the back of me wrecking this system. I need to be clinically here for this bullshit. Preparing the shots, don't come with no drops. Shout out the realest, the rap in the block. Day in, day out, no more time on the clock. Cheating and tucking the bombs out of stock. See, I gotta do what I gotta do. Cause them fools in the back watch my every move. I don't give a fuck about what you wanna do. Mic in your face and it's ready to shoot.
Yeah, the streets gonna love this one, man. They gonna be playing this all in the low rise.
You think you got it because you kinda click? You think you got it because you get chips? You ain't on that dog habit shit. Nigga, the DHD is. You think you got it because you kinda click? You think you got it because you get chips? You ain't on that dog habit shit.
It's another sunny day in Cali. From the dirty bottom of the bay to the valley, I be going sideways in the Mali. Ski skirting like I'm trying to win a rally. I be going posted on the block, bombing through the traffic. It's fuck your feelings, 7-trade classic, but daddy. About to show you what it do. Smoke fine pine, make a spectacle, watch your crew. I thought you knew. Your fingers can't pay me, I be the boss. The gorilla, my general, so please go ahead, get lost. I'm trying to get soft, super lost, high as a kite. Set my bundle in the bushes, party all damn night. Only smoke top flight, no Bobby Boucher. You say you got dope, but it look like, hey, get out my way. I'm from the Bay, 707, if you may. You can even say it backwards, think I'm out the same way.
It's Cali, from the dirty bottom of the bay to the valley.
And we blazing bricks, 77s, man. The flats, the lower bottoms of the bay. Fairfield, California streets feel like marijuana. Bitch looking fine, they always wanna get down with a play and go get on ya. We got them palm trees and a bomb weed, and it's all medical prop 215. Texas rolling down Texas and Tampa, riding with my sons of sevens players. You cross up and you put your life in danger, but I ain't trying to trip, no, not at all. We trying to have a good time, have a ball. Ain't trying to catch a case or running with the law. Hell no, he's back with a dub sack. Place one in Cali days, how you love that?
It's another sunny day in Cali, from the dirty bottom of the bay to the valley.
Mama through Cali in a Mali on rally. Tearing up the valley, set us up. Go ahead, compress your luck. 50 tuck, trees have you stuck. You gotta buy dope from us. All gates on brakes when I skate. But the police let them hate. Watch out for snakes in the face. If they won't beef, I do the same. I'm always ripping my hood, get my state. Big life is great. California living, me and my sons is winning, and this is just beginning. On 87, enjoying Cali sunrays, water fight, ladies in skip phase. On the block, making money, drinking grape, funny, a big factor. Everybody love me. California love, with a homie. I'm feeling like Pretty Tony. It's another sunny day in Cali.
It's another sunny day in Cali, from the dirty bottom of the bay to the valley. I be on my way.
think you gangster cause you got the click. You think you gangster cause you get chips. You ain't on that dog heavy shit. Nigga, the D-A-G-G-S. You think you gangster cause you from the click. You think you gangster cause you get chips. You ain't on that dog heavy shit. Nigga, the D-A-G-G-S.
You know, yeah, fuck the haters. Boy, Foe said it. West Coast. Dog Pound Next Generation. Dog Habit North.
Yeah. What it do, y'all? This your boy, King Egg the Great. And we are now tuned in at episode 253 at Off the Cuff Radio, sponsored by Da Vinci Clothing, sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment. And tonight's guest, it's been a long time coming, y'all. This cat has been rocking with us since the beginning. He's been on our show many times, going back to when he was rocking with One Hood Nation. He was a part of the One Hood Takeover. He was a part of the Wise Guys Takeover show that we did last year. Now he's back home, ready to get his feet wet, ready to get back into the game. So without further ado, let's introduce my man, Travis Bryant, in the building, representing Canada, y'all.
Yo, what's good, King Eric? What
man,
you saying, bro?
No see, man. Man, we've been good,
yeah,
man.
You
we've
good,
been blessed,
family?
Bro. Yeah, all man. All right,
all right. That's what I like to hear.
That's right. We starting out 253, episode 253. How you doing out there, man?
Yo, I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm out here. Feels good to be home. Get back to real life and shit, you know. Shit was like, it was a little bit of a transition. It was my first real, like,
right,
you know, being away for a minute. So it was a little bit of transition coming home, but I'm doing it, bro. Like, I'm out here. I'm working. I'm saying, glad to be home. You know what I'm saying? Respect for having me, you feel me?
No doubt, man. And you wasted no time either. The first single you dropped was with Big Prodigy from the South Central Cartel. We just played that in the opening part of the show.
Yeah.
And how's the reception been so far with that?
Yo, it's been nice. It's been nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting enough out of town love, definitely. Matter of fact, it's better everywhere else, you know? Like, I'm getting love from America. I'm getting love from Europe, Russia, Mexico, so on. So, like, it feels good. You know what I mean? Like, it feels good to finally have a record out. Like, that joint been dead for a minute, you know, and it's been a whole thing. Like, I went away for a minute, so, like, I couldn't get, but, yo, even before that, like, I had the verse for, like, 6 months, you know, so it just became a whole thing, but then it went from, it snowballed the whole shit, right? So it was, like, eventually,
yeah.
I was, like, yo, I can't, the minute I came home, I'm, like, yo, that's the first thing I'm doing is getting that done, you know?
Now, what was it like working with Big Prod, man?
Yo, homie, I let him know what was good, and, like, this came back to a long time ago, really, like, even before I was with 100, really, it was, I think it was, like, back when I had did the Dog Habit, the Bad Habit tape, he was looking to work with independent artists and shit, so I was like, you know, I highlighted him, and he said, okay, we gonna get to work, and then, like, it hadn't did it for a minute, and then, you know, I got with 100, did that. And we kept contact the whole time, you know. I mean, you know, I had ended with Havoc and whatnot. So, like, I still ain't said a word to this dude, and he ain't said a word to me since then. But me and Prod been good, you know. Like, he's always showing love. And that's it. Like, yo, so I was, like, when he sent the verse, like, he heard the record, he sent the verse back right away that night, you know. So I was really blessed with that. That was dope. That was dope as fuck. So it took a long-ass minute for shit to happen. But it finally did end up coming out, you know? Like, that's what I'm really grateful for, real shit.
Now, do you have any, like, any videos in the works that we can look forward to?
I do. Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I mean, 8 Mile got some new material coming. So, I got some videos coming out with that. I mean, 8 Mile got, like, I think we got two joints ready to go. I'm working on my new album with my new producer, Don Dada. Shouts to Don Dada, shouts to Source, you know what I mean? The new team that I'm fucking with. I'm working a whole album with them. That's going to be coming out real soon. I got 13 joints coming up on that, which I'm going to be working at least 3 videos for. But also I got at least two more joints coming off what's going to drop as the Rebirth project that should have been out since, I mean, like, at least last July. But I had to go in early, so it was, you know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? So I'm still going to release that, and then I'm moving on to my new shit. So I'm going to at least have at least another two singles for that. Probably going to do a... I'm probably going to do some visuals for a joint called Feeling Dead, my man Phylex, and then at least one of the new records that, that I'm doing right now that I'm going to throw on there.
Now, you talk about the 8 Mile. And first of all, I want to salute y'all for letting me use that track where we put off on the Off the Cuff Radio mixtape like about 2017. I want to salute y'all for giving me permission to use that because that joint was fire.
That's all love right there. You feel me? You know what I mean? Like, yo, you, from minute, from time, you've been supporting my shit. So, like, yo, we with it. You know what I mean? Like, anywhere the music can be at, that's where it's supposed to be at. And it's supposed to be at in the spots with dudes like y'all that's just grinding hard for the culture, just grinding hard for the fucking, for hip hop. You know what I mean? And, like, yo, if y'all want to get down with us, like, yo, we there. You feel me?
And, you know, for those who listening right now, tell us. With the 8 Mob, who represents that? Like, where y'all from, man? What kind of energy y'all bring? Because I'm going to tell you, the audience, these cats here, they have that energy like the Wu-Tang Clan. I consider them like the Canadian Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's, that's crazy you say that shit. That's crazy you say that shit because everywhere that people know about the 8 Mob, shouts to my apes, every one of y'all, I love y'all. Everywhere we go, they call us the Canadian Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a grip of spitters. Like, I mean a grip of us. Like, 13, 14 of us. And that's just the Montreal squad, you feel me? Because we got our dudes all around the world. You know, Montreal to Miami, New York, Atlanta, Toronto. Like, we out there. You know, it's Apes mobbing. So we collective of the best of the best, you feel me? And, like, yeah, like... Like King Eric said, it's like we remind the people of the Wolf. We bring back that sound. We got that sound. We're not that we bringing it back. I'm saying, like, yo, we was there when the shit was going down. So it's like we still bring to the table what we've been doing, but we make it sound real fucking good, like it should be here today. It's that energy. It's like we the H, baby. Like, picture a bunch of fucking gorillas swarming. That's what the fucking 8 Mob is. You know what I mean? That's my brothers right there. We does it proper. And it's good to still be recognized for doing that type of shit. Like, I make all kinds of different music, you feel me? So it's like, but it's great to be recognized in that type of, you know, that type of vibe for doing that type of music today. So yeah. That's
right.
Pretty what it is. That's the 8 Mob, you know, like shout to Carleon Brown, that's the 8 Mob leader right there. Shout out to my man Chad Game. Shout out to my man Young Neezy out of Mexico. I mean, like, yo, what up, Justice Action? All my apes, you feel me? Yeah, that's really what the mob about. We got DJs.
You know what?
We got...
In Canada gets like a bad. Canada get in a way gets a bad rap by a lot of people. Like, people get the assumption that Canada is only about Drake. It's about hockey. But they really sleep about your hip-hop scene out there.
I mean, all right, well, yo, I'm not going to lie. I mean, like, yo, the whole fucking world is about Drake. Like, you're talking about somebody who does, like, billions in streams. That's, like... And then, like, yo, motherfuckers like their hockey, so that's real. But, I mean, they spot got their stereotype, right? So it's like, as far as the music goes, the music been lit and it's been live from the get, like, from a long time. Everywhere you go, like, even in the small cities, you know what I mean? That's what they appreciate it more than like, in the bigger city. Let's say, like, a Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, whatever. Like, but, yo, it get love. The music is there. Like, we got artists, punk artists doing shit with, like, big artists, American artists, whoever the fuck, European artists and so on, because we got French connections and so on and shit like that. But it's like, yo, there's definitely a whole lot of work popping off, like, we out here grinding, like, and people know about it. Like, that's how you end up with a dude like me who, like, come up, growing up, listening to fucking West Coast gangster rap, like, who took his life to L.A., whatever, and out there on the West Coast, and then like ends up working with dudes like that, like Prodigy. Shouts to Prodigy, you feel me? Shouts to Havoc. It is what it is, you know what I mean? Working with dudes like Bad Habit, leave people like Low, having fucking King Assassin put you on the tape. The shit like that's a beautiful thing, you feel me? That's crazy.
Yeah, and coming from Canada, and then you coming to the West Coast, did you go through like a culture shock? Like, what are some of the main differences that you've seen leaving Canada and going to the West Coast?
Well, okay, I'm gonna tell you something. Like, Montreal is nothing like Los Angeles. Like, Montreal got a real European vibe, but also like a New York vibe to it. For me, it's like it's really that's how I could describe it. You know, if you look at Toronto and shit, like, yo, right now they got like a fucking big city New York vibe, but it's more like a Vegas shit. Like, they're trying to pimp it out like that. You feel me? Montreal real European with this shit. The shit that I seen right away off the get is like, I'm in a spot, like going a lot like Los Angeles, bro. That motherfucker's big. That's some big shit right there, you know. And it's like the culture, the lifestyle out there, that's crazy, yo. The bang is everywhere. That just like, it's, y'all, it's really crazy, actually. There's all kinds of shit, man. From small shit
like a different beast.
Yeah, it's a different world. Like, it's in every way. Like, they got their own language. Like, they got their own, they got their rules. You know what I mean? And they brought it to the world on like on a level that people understand that. Like, coming in, like, there's a lot of shit that I already knew about because of like growing up. I mean, growing up the way I did, whatever it is, but then like growing up, seeing that lifestyle, seeing that culture, seeing shit like that. Like when I first got there, like I was aware of a lot of shit. So like, you know, I did my thing proper. But yeah, it's just really different. Like Montreal, yo, don't get it twisted. Like everywhere you go in the world, it's fucked up shit popping off. Like this is not a spot where you gonna go that doesn't have a ghetto or doesn't have a murder or doesn't have a, you know what I mean? And it's like, yo, there's everywhere you go. Like, Canada's not what it, you know what I mean, is really represented in like a meme or some dumb shit like that, you feel me? Because it's not really like that. But it's definitely different on a big scale. Like, you don't have as many murders in Montreal as you do in California. You don't have people like, yeah, people gonna fuck with you because people gonna fuck with you, and that's what it is. But like, it's not like a good, like, in every second block, like, there's a different shit, there's a different set, whatever, and people gonna fuck with you for that. Like, that doesn't happen here. You know what I mean, so things like that.
Right.
And I mean like a whole West Coast, like the whole culture, period. I mean, like the lifestyle, like it's different weather. Different type of people, different type of, you know what I mean? So that's just basic, like, shit like that. But, I mean, nothing that I ain't know about, you know what I mean? So, I'm dope. I loved it. I missed that spot, like, more
there,
than anything
going
else.
Going to the West Coast, and that's where you got your influence to start rapping, correct?
That's exactly where it was at. And, I mean, like, I really started around, like, 99, 2000, whatever, that's where I really, like, started writing shit and, like, just, you know, fucking around, joking around with it, like, nothing, you know? Like, it'd be, like, me and my girl in the room and shit. And then, like, when I came back home after that, I was more bored, and we started doing it like that. And then we would film everything and put it on, like, we had, like, little tape recorders and shit, and we would, like, have tapes and tapes and tapes of that. And then homeboy, like, jacked the video camera from the, one of them stores, one of them electronic stores, and we started, you know, shooting little videos in the room and shit, freestyle shit, and that's basically where it came from. But yeah, definitely started in Los Angeles.
And now, everybody that started to become an artist, they gotta, you know, they gotta study the blueprint. Like, what MCs inspire you to start rapping and, you know, to study their blueprint, to, you know, get your style developed?
I'ma definitely go with Ice Cube. That was and still to this day, that's probably, you know, like I got a real thing, a battle that goes on with me. That's like, for me, my top three, you know what I mean, is like Ice Cube, Pac, and Shady, and like between them three, like they really battle the fuck out of each other all the time. But I think like starting off spitting they was definitely the thing that motivated me the most. Yo, you know what? Like, I'm really not gonna hate on nothing like that, but like, yo, Coolio was a big thing in there for me. Wu-Tang Clan was definitely like, that was Wu-Tang for me. You know, Nas, Dub C, Noriega, DMX, Xzibit. That's the shit that I came up with, for you, man.
It's wild how you brought up Coolio, man, because it's like Coolio don't really, he put in a lot of work in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. People don't give him the love he deserves. Like, he really, he's got some of the biggest records that we came up with. I mean, it's like, he's got records that, like, people all around the world, don't matter what the fuck age range, don't matter who you are, like, they know the words to that record. So, it's like, I'm in no way ashamed of being like, yeah, Coolio was a big, yeah, exactly, you know what I mean? And it's like, not just that, like, there's other records, you know? He did a lot of shit. Like, people don't talk about that, but that's cool. It is what it is, you know what I mean? But, yo, shout to Coolio, yo. Yo, that motherfucker had it popping. I definitely fucked with his shit. And he was like, he was definitely one of the dudes when I was younger, when I was looking at the West Coast, like, he was definitely one of them dudes. I was like, oh shit, Coolio's that motherfucker. So yo, that was I fucked with that heavy. At the same time, I was fucking with Coolio. Q and all that shit. So.
Yeah, I had to bring up Coolio, man. Coolio, he got some, quite a nice catalog with him, man. You know, he was influential in the
90s. Yo, it takes a nation. Thieves, that shit's hard. Fantastic Voyage, all them records. He's got big records on there. Records that represented all, you know what I mean? Like, the My Soul album, the Gangsta Paradise album, all of them shit.
I think what happened with Coolio was when he started getting that Nickelodeon money, you know, cats started turning on. But, you know, he started rapping to Keenan and Kel, but, man, that's a big-ass check he can get for that. He probably got, what,
for
400
sure.
G's probably just for that alone.
For sure. That's that money right there. That's money. Like, I mean, people get, that's the thing people don't understand is, like, sometimes, I mean, you just got to take that deal, bro. It's like, it's that money right there, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know where I'm going to go out with that when the opportunity come up, but, like, yo, dudes got to do that, and people going to hate on you for it. They're going to hate on you for it regardless. Like, it's just, it is what it is, it's set in stone. It's like, you get money, they're going to hate. End of story.
And you know, in dealing with this game, man, and being in it for so long, hate comes with the love. And
that's for sure.
With you being a white cat and everything, did you catch a lot of flack? Because yo, people don't know about the 90s. The game was treacherous to white rappers back then. Before Eminem came back out, because Vanilla Ice, he came out there and he literally. Winkle Williams came out there and literally started off bad.
Yeah, that was when you think about it, it's like, it's crazy. It's like, yo, that dude paid for all that gangster shit we listen to, and that's the fucked up thing. And it's like, all right, you's a fucking cornball, but shit, you responsible for a certain amount of money that went into certain something that we fuck with every day. You know what
transactions,
I mean? So exactly, you know what I mean? Like, yo, that's he handled the business. He ain't had no fucking choice, but it is what it is. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Oh no,
like,
I think people can understand where we get that with that. But
you know what I mean?
I just let people guess for themselves. Vanilla Ice funded one of the biggest rap labels of all time, and it made timeless music for 6 years. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah. Exactly. You feel me? Figured out that's what it is. Sometimes you need investors in business. It's a process.
Exactly.
Like, you got to figure it out. Like, how you going to deal with shit. But that's how they dealt with that. And that's okay. It is what it is. And I forget what your original question was.
Yeah,
just now,
because, like,
we went off on that whole.
Man, because, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what kind of flack did you get. Because white cats used to get hated on, man.
You know what? Like, real shit, like, as far as in Montreal, I don't really get that. I don't get that. And even if I did, I probably do what I do. But the only way that I ever got that really is with like trolls, you feel me? Like on the internet type shit. Like or like somebody that I had to somebody that like fucking Boule that I had to battle on that one hood shit when we dropping like fucking records back and forth. Like we had like 3-4 records go back and forth in the beef because he was fucking up the one hood shit and I was riding for that. So whatever the fuck, like we had some records going back and forth. Like it got to a point where like, I mean, like I was talking to peoples in LA that I knew, like my Mexican homies and shit, for shit to pop off like that. But you know, at the end of the day, it didn't go down like that, and that's what's blessed. But yeah, like that's the type of shit hate that I get like that. Like I don't really get that hate because I am who I am, and I've been, you know, lived the way that I did, and I make the music that I make, and it's never fake. And you know what? They either hate or they very much appreciate. And that's pretty much how it's been. I don't really get a lot of racial tension. Like maybe sometimes like some cornballs are like think they really like, oh yeah, you get them, but that's not me. So it's like they pretty much get that vibe right away. And so I don't really deal with a lot of that. I don't deal with it as much as other people seem to.
Yeah, because you know, we in the era where trolls, we in a troll era right now where people could just think they can say what they want to say and don't have no repercussions because they at the safety of their iPhone. Because we both came in a different era, like, look, you get your bridges snatched up.
You did?
On site.
That's really.
You won't even know talking.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like everybody that got a problem with me, either fucking 400,000 miles away or they in my fucking city and they hiding behind some bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, whatever. I don't really like get it into, like, I don't get it in with a lot of people for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't like you, I don't fucking like you, and it's because there's a fucking reason for that. You know what I mean? That's not really some, and I don't really get that type of response either. Like I said, it's fair enough. Everything I dealt with is good enough for me, because yo, my people's is with me and I do my thing and like whatever. Everything's blessed.
Facts. Call number is 1-619-924-0703. We got Travis Bryant in the building. Wise Guys Entertainment.
Y'all.
We out here rep.
I already know. Shouts to my man Loke the Smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we had Loke the Smoke. That episode is going to be up this weekend. I'm going to have that whole thing up on YouTube, along with some clips, just so I let the audience know, because everybody asks me, yo, you got the Smoke interview? I'm like, yeah, that's coming up too. We got a lot of stuff coming on there.
I mean, shout out to my man, Dope Fresh the Dumb, by the way, you feel me? Split personality, what up, homie? I mean, my wise guys, I fucks with you, all my dudes, you know what I mean, around the world. Yo, we gonna drop some wise guys material on you that you don't know about, you know what I mean? You don't know about this. There's some things going on. I got a couple of my dudes right there about to make some records for y'all. And we're going to drop them on you. Fucking some real surprise shit, you feel me? But yeah, shouts to Dodo. I got a record with him coming out soon enough. Artwork already out and all that bullshit. Record's done. I'm just waiting on the mix. But yeah, that's me and Dope Fresh the Don, produced by my dude Skill Tech. That's going to be dropping on y'all real soon. So y'all look out for that, you feel me?
And how did you meet Loke the Smoke in the first place?
Yo, me and Loke was on the Bad Habit project together. We had did a joint on that. And we've been talking ever since then. That was a while ago too. A minute ago. But yeah, like we always been in contact ever since then, and it just became what it is. And like we just both started working with a grip of like all the same artists, and I mean like being part of like the same group of people that was like talking about making records together. So it was like we just did that, and then it moved on, and then it was One Hood, and then it was Wise Guys, and then it was, you know what I mean, like, and now it's like he's gonna do a I got a couple features with him on the new project I got coming with my homeboy the Hungry Bastard. We got the Pirates project coming out, Psycho Pirates and shit. Some hard ass shit. But yeah, Lokes on there. Got a couple features. Just send him that. So yeah, those are. Oh yeah, and like Hungry Bastard. Matter of fact, y'all heard him on the Hallelujah joint that I did.
Yeah.
He part of Wise Guys now. You know what I mean? So like, yo, that's what we went and did. Me and Loke was talking about it. Like, yo, okay, yo, it's about time he come down and join Wise Guys. So I got him part of the Canada imprint. Wise Guys Global Canada. You feel me? And yeah, he on the team too now. So that's a dope thing. I mean, it was like kind of inevitable, really, that he joined the team. Like, I've been repping his brand for a long time. And shit, like, I got an album coming out with him real soon. So I was like, all right, let's do that.
Now, you coming in and working with Dope Fresh for the first time, man. Dope Fresh is an incredible artist. Very underrated.
Oh, Dope. Yo. That's okay. The way I look at it is like, yo, Dope Fresh could be like Obie Trice. And that's the fucked up thing. It's like, if you say he could be like Obie Trice, he could be great. But then, like, yo, and then it's going to stop selling. And it's like, they're going to get, and it's like, he's so dope. That's the whole thing. It's like, he the way he says this shit, he tells it to you so weird. It's like Drake writing at a fucking, at a hip hop level. You understand? It's like, it's told to you the way you need to hear it. Like, very simple, but, like, so fucking hip-hop and dope. Like, the dude is, like, I love Dope. Like, when I described Dope, I was, yo, that's that dude. He's one of the upcoming artists in the game, period. Like, that dude spit hard, and he spit facts.
Man, because I had to give Dope his props, because he featured me on his show, and I did an interview with them. So it felt pretty special being the guy that was being interviewed for the change, because, you know, I'm used to the guy
that's that shit, though. That's what's up. I mean, like, yo, real shit, like, you deserve it, bro. Like, you've been putting down for the fucking game, for the culture, for a minute now. Like, yo, like you said, where we at? 253? What was the episode number?
253.
That's what I'm saying, 253, bro. So it's like, yo, you deserve that, to be on the other side. Like, you spoke to a lot of us. Yo, you spoke to legends, bro. You got interviews with people that, you know, not everybody get those certain people that you got on the show. So it's like, that's dope. You know, people want to hear about what the fuck you talking about, like what side you saw from, you know what I mean?
Exactly, man. And to show people, I did that interview also to show people that all the glitters ain't gold either. Like, it's not a situation where you can just pick up the phone, call an artist, and they just gonna show up automatically. It's not different, because a lot of times we don't even know these people. We just operating off a man or a woman's word. You feel me?
Right. That's like anything, really.
Somebody's
word. Mhm. That's really hot. Like, yo, unless you doing real, like, unless you out there doing contracts on every move you make. I mean, it's just on that word. You feel me? So it's like, but it's cool though, because I mean, like, it work out more often than none. From what I see, like, y'all, the level of a guest that you have, that shit works out. I mean,
exactly.
Like, look what's going on with cocaine, man. You feel me? That's
big shout out to Uncle Coke, man. I had to plug that Finger Roll album. Y'all ain't got that Finger Roll album.
Really?
That's one of the best albums this year. And I'm not saying that because I'm on the team. I'm not saying that because I'm the promotion team. I'm saying it because it's dope. I bought two copies.
You know what I mean? Hey,
gotta
like,
support that dope music.
Yeah, for sure. And like, Coke, that's that legendary music, you know what I mean? People don't understand that. Like I said, like, I'm a very big, like, West Coast fan of music, like, of rap music, you know? So it's like, I mean, Cocaine's a goddamn legend in every way, bro. Like, he's smashing records that people don't understand about. I remember when he was out there, like, try to find somebody that got more motherfucking features than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, yeah. I mean, like, I thought, like, it was a couple dudes that might have had more than him. But, nah, man, like, if you really look at it, like, that's that dude. So, that's some crazy shit, you know. That's legendary right there.
Man, let me tell you, I did the research myself. I thought Nate Dogg had the crown for a minute.
That's exactly. That's one of the dudes that I said, you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
That was my argument, really. Like,
it's a trip, because I did actually have the 3 degrees of separation, and with cocaine,
uh-huh.
like for every 3 artists, cocaine is, you know, is somewhere attached to that artist. Like, you could name 3 artists,
cocaine.
And that third artist,
yep.
there's some attachment there.
Yeah, I got a direct attachment. You feel me? And that's like 1-to-1, direct attachment to cocaine. And it's like it's not like cocaine's out of my reach. Like, I could definitely work with cocaine through him, through you. It just hasn't come up as a. Actually, I did mention it to him about 2 years ago, but so far that hasn't, you know, I haven't moved on that yet. But like, it's that's what's dope, and it's. I'm stoked that it's in that reach, you know, that he's that accepting with working with artists. Like, that's a dope thing, you know. That's cocaine, bro. Feel me?
Exactly. And you know, we talking about legends and everything. We going on to the topic here where you are featured on a legendary project titled Tupac 20 Years Later. And
yeah.
I remember you telling me something about that a while back, that you got the blessings of Afeni Shakur to be on that project.
It wasn't Afeni. It was, I believe it was, I'm not sure. One of the Outlaws, damn, it was his mom's. Wasn't Afeni, but yeah, it was definitely like, mm-hmm. it was definitely like some shit, you know what I mean? Like, she had spoke to Vogue and said that she was down with the project. That was a blessing. Like, besides the fact that, like, King Assassin's, you know, pretty much the dude for that tape. Like, we got Lil Profit over there, too. That's, like, one of the biggest Pac mixtape DJs you got. You know, this shit comes from, like, legit shit, you know. So, it's like, it's, you know, the fact that people respect it, like, admire the project. Certain people weren't down with it. That is what it is. But like, we on there, and it's like, yo, at the end of the day, I look at it like, that's crazy. Like, I'm on an album, a mixtape, whatever, that features like fucking crazy shit. Like, you got the Outlaws, you got like Sade, Pink Floyd, DMX, Tech N9ne. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm on there with these people. This is a legit project. They got these people on it, and you see my name there. You feel me? So it's like, it's a blessing. I love that shit. Like, that was one of the happiest moments in my. I mean, a lot of people going to look at it in fucked up ways, like, oh, well, you wasn't there with Pac doing the record. Like, all type of shit. You can get whatever, like, all kinds of answers. But, like, at the end of the day, that's one of my moments, and I'm like, that's dope as fuck for me. Like, that's an accomplishment. You feel me?
And being a part of that project, too, it also shows that you got to be on top of your A game to be on part of it, because, you know, you rocking with a legend. You know, dead or alive, you know, your vocals is laid next to his. So do you feel any type of pressure or any type of butterflies jumping on that thing?
The crazy shit is like, if I tell you the way it really is, like, first of all, there's two versions of that record. It's a record I had a record called Real Motherfuckers with Havoc and Loke the Smoke. And they heard that record, and they wanted to use that. So what they did was they added a Pac verse to that record. And Havoc had a problem with the album, with the tape. He would, and then, like, him and Loke stopped fucking with each other. So he told Loke, yo, take my verse off that shit. And then I hit him up, like, how the fuck you taking your verse off my shit? So, yo, that's where, like, some tension started with that bullshit. And he's like, yo, it wasn't against the record. It was like, our record is our record. We got our record, but I ain't being part of this shit. So then that's how the other version of the record came through. Like, after that bullshit happened, because, yo, the joint was already out. The tape was already out, everything. So we had to switch the record after the tape was already out and, like, reload that shit because he ain't want to be on that. So we redid the record. What they did was they took my joint, they took my hook off, they put an unreleased Pac hook on there, they put the War Games hook on there, and they took the verse that he had on my shit, and they made a record out of that, with the same beat that I had on my joint. And Loke did a new verse because the verse that he had on, he was feeling some way about it because he was like, you know, it was him and Havoc wasn't fucking with each other no more, so that was that, you know. But yeah, that's some shit that, I mean, like the people that were involved and like whoever the fuck seen it online or whatever, that's who was involved in that. Like, not everybody knows that. So yeah, that record has history. It's definitely got some shit behind it.
Definitely a lot of history, man, because it actually sounds like a real authentic record that like he put together. It don't sound like something just slapped together, because we heard of like a billion Tupac tapes.
Yeah.
Bad DJ.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's like that's the that record was my joint. Like, it's real. It's available everywhere. Like, real motherfuckers. It's on the One Hood album. It's on SoundCloud as another shit. Like, but that record's there. It's out there. It's on Apple Music, whatever, Spotify, all that shit. It's everywhere. But then the version without Havoc, the new Loke verse and Pac on it, that's on Dat Piff, I think. That's available over there. That's Dat Piff and SoundCloud or some shit like that. That's a whole different thing, because we had to take that down or whatever, and we ain't had the whole, like, we couldn't really put that out as a project where, it was a mixtape. It was like, we wasn't trying to make, like, no money off Pac or no shit like that, you know what I mean? That wasn't it. It was like, it's legit people that, like, deal with Pac, and, you know, a group of people that fuck with Pac, doing something as a tribute. So really, that was that, you know? Ain't much really said about it.
That's like a whole misunderstanding, because at the end of the day, that was just a mixtape. It was nothing, like no compilation where you was putting in stores, you trying to profit. It was just like a homage.
That's what I'm saying, though, you know what I mean?
Gone.
Yo, look, like I've been said this before, like, if you look at Loke the Smoke, that's the biggest Tupac motherfucking, there isn't, like, yo, you say something, say something about Tupac. I fucking promise you, say something about Tupac. Fucking Loke the Smoke be over there fucking gunning you down with his fucking, over there with his Machiavelli shirt on, fucking screaming thug life in this bitch. Like, yo. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's nobody that ride for him more than the people that was part of this. And, like, the people that decided to put whoever the fuck they put on the records,
yeah,
did it because, yo, they was doing it for a reason, you know what I mean? So it's like, they saw something in those joints. So that's it. You know, like, I love Tupac. Like, saying, so I got that To Live and Die in L.A. tattoo on my fucking forearm. His birthday and his death day. And that fucking Roast on the Concrete on my shit, too. For a reason. I love Tupac.
Yeah,
so, anybody got something to say about that? I don't even really pay them no mind. If they was around Pac, I'ma listen to them. I'ma see what's really good. But yo, the rest of them,
yeah, because I remember
shit.
I asked Loke the Smoke what he thought about that Glass of Malone track that he put out, and honestly, he said that he thought it was pretty good. It was pretty creative, but he didn't like the title of it.
Yeah,
I
mean,
the title is what throws a lot of people off.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like, it's called Must Die, right? Or Tupac Must Die?
I think it's called Tupac,
like,
Deserve to Die.
Some shit like that, right? So it's like,
yeah,
right off top, like, that shit fucks with everybody. That's what you mean, dog. And it's like, so, even when they listen to the record and they, like, start understanding the shit that, like, dude says, at that point, they already pissed off and they don't want to hear no more what the fuck you talking about. They don't understand that it's about, you know, homeboy, and that it's, like, coming from that perspective and, like, shit like that. So, it's like, really, I don't know. That's it. Yo, that's his fault. That's, as far as that goes, I mean, it's not just the title. It's just, like, yo, people just, like, Tupac, like, bro, you can't say nothing about no Tupac. You understand? Like, I was one of them. Like, you can't say nothing about no Tupac.
I'm letting this just know right now. Between Tupac and Beyonce, you do not want to mess with their fan bases at all.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yo, the Beehive and Tupac motherfucking Shakur. I promise you this. That's some psychotic motherfuckers right there. And yo, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was one of them dudes that ride for Pac like that. I still am, but it's like, it's not on the, like, I woke up one day and I swear, like I had a whole different perspective about a grip of shit, like, in the music industry. Like, what the fuck are these new artists really called and how I classify that and, like, and, like, this whole, like, nobody can make music besides Tupac because nobody can, no, yo, did you hear that? That's going to be, like, I love Tupac. I want everybody to, I just, like, the whole, like, one day I woke up and I was like, damn, like, it's really crazy. It's like, there's nothing can be done about this. And it's like, it is what it is. Like, okay.
I think what it is,
I'd rather it be that way than...
Yeah, what it is with Tupac is that when he left the game, it felt like a part, like a soul of hip hop left with it, because he brought some type of energy there.
There's no other Tupac. That's why you can't recreate that. Like I hate hearing, like, you know, like when people say like, oh yo, he's alive over there in Cuba, and they're like, they post a video and shit, and they're like, or like it's a dude in Miami that rap. I'm not too sure what his name is anymore. But I heard about it back, like, dude sound exactly like, and, like, people call it, I'm like, there is no other part. You understand this? It's like, that's that dude. That's that dude in every way. Like, everything he said, like, the way he acted, the way he brought music to people, the way he, like, the way he scared away from shit, the way he ran at shit, the way he was fucking, like, everything. Like, that's that dude. So you can't be that dude. Like, the more I think about it, after I realized that, the fact that I was, like, pissed off about the way a lot of people, you know, it's a lot of people false flagging his name and, like, all type of shit. So it's, like, it's really fucked up, you know what I mean? It's deeper on levels. Like, I sat there and had to look at a lot of it as a fan, as somebody who got to be part of that shit. Like, all this shit, like, it means something. Like he's so important to everything that, like, people get stupid with it. It's, like, it's a lot of people that don't actually know a fucking thing about him or, like, probably some that, like, yo, don't even listen to his music that's out there doing stupid shit in his name that really pissed me the fuck off. That's, like, where that comes from, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, you were very special. You transitioned above hip-hop when you have Russian prime ministers and Iranian presidents quote your raps. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You understand? It's like, that's really, that's a big thing. You know, it's like, I seen a story the other day on, I don't know if it was Facebook or Instagram, some bullshit like that. Did somebody got fired? I think he was a senator, got fired because he had sent out like a email to like other people part of the party or whatever, and it was like pop lyrics, and he had sent that out to a group of people, and he got fired for that. So not too sure if that's real or not. I'm not gonna go with it, but like I heard some shit like that. That's crazy. And if that's true, that's crazy. That's crazy. It makes no sense.
Yeah, so I'm just letting people know, man, like, if you're going to use Tupac's name, you better be prepared. It's like, I'll give you a good example. Go off topic a little bit. Even when Jada Pinkett Smith talks about Tupac, Will Smith can't say nothing. He can't say
hell
nothing
no.
Bad. You know them Pac fans
nah.
Will swarm his Instagram like crazy. I'm
it
like,
is
you
what
better
it is.
Take that
it
to
is.
The chin.
That's it. It is what it is. Like, yo, their relationship is something like we like, everybody says that, you know, if he wasn't gone,
yeah,
that would be that. You feel me? So,
mm-hmm.
This is what it is, you know.
Homeboy
got to sit there and
just
do what
he be
do.
A little silly on that one, man, because any rapper there, like, yeah, it was somebody like Offset, yeah, you could talk all the smack you want, but when it's Tupac, you like,
why you sing a homeboy out like that, though? Oh, my dude. Come on.
It's off the cuff radio. You know, we just go off the top.
Oh, my God. Yo.
It was the first rap that came to mind right there.
That's how it is. That's what it is. You feel me? Yo, shouts to my man, King Rick, though, because he doing it out here. He really out here supporting us. He really out here supporting the scene, the culture. He does it real big, you know what I mean? And, like, yo, enough love. Like, I've been on the show, what now, 3-4 times, something like that? I think this is my fourth time, so it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think I've been on shows locally that much on some stations, you feel me? So it's like, that's beautiful. That's that love right there, you know what I mean? And it's like,
man, it's
don't get it twisted. People don't get it twisted. This ain't no fucking local artist right here. Like, I've been out here. I've been doing this for a long time with the people that we talking about. Not only that, but like from time, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's beautiful to get the recognition outside of Canada, outside of Montreal. South America, like, for this at least, you feel me? For this at least. So I see my peoples out there, all of y'all.
Going throughout your career, you know, you have positive experiences. You also deal with your negatives. But every negative has a positive. And, you know, with you being a part of One Hood, you know, we're not going to, you know, get into the dilemma behind that. But what was the biggest lesson that you learned from Havoc? For the most part, like, if you could take a gem that he ever gave you, what would it be?
That I was fucking double what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Real shit. Like, you know what? Like, when I was around, like, when I was dealing with One Hood, real shit, I felt great because, like, I felt like somebody who meant something to me in this appreciated what the fuck I did musically, you know? He appreciated it, and to me, that was my shit. So, yeah, definitely the fact that he believed in my shit and that he told me, y'all, your shit dope. So, that, because, you know, a lot of other things was weird. So, yeah. But, yeah, definitely that. He definitely put confidence in me.
Definitely. I mean, everything that you go through, an experience, you got to take it and flip it as a gem. Because you don't want to be like a lot of you guys. You know what I'm saying? They still mad about what happened in the 90s, and they trying to get clout off.
I'm not.
They still mad.
Real shit. And I see it every day because, I honestly, I got enough love and respect for, like, a lot of artists that I see. Like, yo, I see a lot of American artists. Like, big orders. I'm not going to mention no names because it ain't no fucking... I'm not sitting there, like, shitting on people, but I see big orders. Like, people that did shit. Like, motherfuckers that I consider legendary. Like, I see them in a position where they drop artwork that was made on a fucking Crayola pad. And they don't have push behind the record. And, like... like, I'm at a position where I could do that for them. I can get in the artwork that I got. I can get in the fucking... and it's like, damn, it's like... That's crazy. When I look at it like that, that's really, really crazy. Like, real shit. Like, and it's like... and it's big names, too. Like, I look at this, and I'm like, damn. And it's like, okay, because you ain't did something that popped in maybe 8 and 9 or, fuck, some of them more than that years. Because, let's face it, the music that's on the radio, and, like, it ain't... It's not the people that, like, me and you get down with, really. You know what I mean? Maybe some of them. Some of them got singles and verses here and there, whatever the fuck. But, like, I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, it's not really that. So it's like, shit, that's crazy. I look at them and I'm like, damn.
And you know what's crazy is the way the game changes, it makes a lot of rap, especially the ones that come from our era, they become, like, less inspired. So what they do, they just drop albums just for the bag or whatever. That passion ain't really there no more.
Really the bag even. It's just because what else they going to do? Like, I mean, it's not like I'm going to – I promise you, like, I'm not even, like, I got a fan base. I got people that show me love, like, several, you know, respectable artists to show me love and do things with me, but it's like, I'm not at the point where I'm good, and it's like, yo, trust me, it's not even a money thing. It's like, if I would wake up tomorrow morning, like, what the fuck else am I gonna do? You know what I mean? It's like, honestly, that's what I do. It's like, yeah, I will get money, however else I do. But, like, an artist that's been doing it for so long, that's what we do. Like, we make music because we make music. You know what I mean? It's not like we're giving that up tomorrow morning.
Right.
Like, biggest success in the world or just, you know, an artist that does it. And it's like, that's really what it comes down to. It's like, they're not going to give it up the next morning. You know what I mean? So, of course, they're going to keep doing that. But, yeah, like you said, you know, the content, like, they don't really, you know what I mean?
I think also, well, a lot of artists, they forget about what really makes an artist. It's like a lot of them, they don't really know how to tour real well. And the touring, that's the key way of making that, getting that get back at the end of the day. Like, that money used to be yours.
Yeah.
And now these politics have gotten so crazy that even the labels, they taking from that. So,
yo,
the business part,
like I said, like,
very sickening.
Yeah, like, okay, I see a lot of artists that, like, let's say, like, you take an Onyx, take a Dog Pound, you know? Like, those are artists that continuously tour. They're going to come to Canada. They're going to have, like, a nice audience every show. They're going to go all over Europe. They're going to fuck it up every night, you know what I mean? And, like, across America, they're going to do their thing, but it's not really, it's not the same as in Europe or Canada. And then, like, from that era, like, all the artists from that era, like, yo, they successful in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100. I promise. Like, I've seen it, like, live. You know what I mean? Like, I've been at a Noriega show with 23 people, and I've been at a Noriega show with 400 people. You know? And it's just what it is. Like, them artists, like, from our generation, they're better off in other places, and it works. It works. It works harder. Like, people appreciate it.
And a lot of times, too, and I talked about this many times on the show, it seems like overseas they have a more appreciation for what, you know, we like to come up listen to when it comes to authentic hip-hop. They have a real good appreciation for it. Like, that's why a lot of guys, they say, yeah, we get up. Our biggest base is overseas in Germany and France. And
yeah.
UK.
Germany and France, that's huge spots. Germany, crazy. Like, I got offers to go to Germany with, we call it, with, like, house producers and, like, DJs and shit, and go there and spit bars on their set, where they pick us up in limos, and our paycheck's there, and the bottles are there, and it's all kinds of shit like that. That's Germany, that's France, that's Tokyo, that's fucking, that's Rome, Italy, that's spots like, yeah. Get offers like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, over here, we ain't getting that. Over here, like, honestly, like, artists in my position, like, I do shit, been doing shit, and it's like, it's still people trying to offer me, like, yo, you want to fucking sell tickets? What the fuck you talking about, 20 years? Like, yo, do you know, like, what the fuck, like, You want to sell tickets, but I'm sucking my fucking dick, motherfucker. Yo, pay me a fucking Gino, pay me a 1K, pay me a 500, fucking pay me 700, pay me 15K, like, yo, pay me whatever the fuck. But yo, I ain't coming to your shit to sell your shit, motherfucker. That's not going down. That's not popping. Like, I've had all the round of, it doesn't even matter, like, that it's Montreal or whatever. Like, I've had offers in Miami, like, come open up for Game. We gonna put you on. You gonna do 2 records. You gonna pay your whole shit to come there. You gonna pay while you stay there. You gonna do 2 records, and you gonna pay us $1,500. It's like, fuck you mean? You stupid? Like, nah, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of fuck shit everywhere, and yeah. That's
call numbers 1-619-924-0703. We off the cuff radio representing. Got my man Travis.
Oof.
Bryant, episode 253.
Yeah.
We chopping it up right now. Thursday nights.
Yo.
Giving back to the culture.
Shout
right
to
here.
My man's, your man. Yo. Shouts to my yo, because all my new shit gonna be dropping soon. I mean, I'm gonna drop the rebirth. I'm gonna get that out because it's been done for a long minute. I just gotta put 2 more records on it, so I'm gonna put 2 new jumpies on there. I'm gonna drop that, and then it's my new project coming. my dude Don Dada. And I got, like I said, I got the Psycho Power Pirates, my man, Hungry Bastard. We got that new 8 Mile material coming out, you know what I mean? So, yo, it's a lot of shit. And, yo, don't get it twisted. Yo, I got that Wise Guy shit coming, too. Like I said, but I ain't going to give up all the secrets, you feel me? It's going to be nice, though.
How many of y'all in the Wise Guys click, man? Like, is it like 30 of y'all?
I can't even fucking tell you. That's the, I don't know. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I know. But you know what? That's why it's Wise Guys Global, you know what I mean? It's not Wise Guys fucking sit on your basement couch in the middle of California heat. It's dope. It's the homies. We out there. Like,
yeah,
shout
like
to everybody. Yeah, it's
like
beautiful, you know what I mean? Like,
you got a wise guy
Loke,
in every state.
That's it, you know? And, like, Loke gave everybody their chance to, like, have their own joint go off, you know what I mean? Like, I got the Wise Guys Canada, you know what I mean? We're Hungry Bastard. And that's related to definitely, that's like No Damn Good Music Group. That's my label, you know what I mean? And I just got that popping. So, yo, that's basically Wise Guys Canada. And then everybody got their own chapter, you know what I mean? Like, Dope Fresh got his joint. You know, Split Personality got his joint. You know, Loke Take Care of America. So it's like, it's everybody to get down got their own shit, you know? So we like, we have our own shit to rep, but we all wise guys, you feel me? So it's like, it's beautiful. What's up?
That's the dope thing about it, man. It's like, when you independent, y'all taking your career in your own hands. You ain't submitting all of your rights. You're not submitting.
Nah, man, you know what, real shit, it's like Loke gave me the same opportunity that he had to do Wise Guys, and I never cut my ties with Wise Guys, because that's what it is. I do the same shit that Wise Guys do. I got the same deal Wise Guys has, and that's all because of Loke. He gave me he said, yo, you need your own shit to do your, and I'm like, yeah, and he's like, all right, so we're going to do that, you do this. So I'm doing this. And I got the same deal as that. So it's like, but I still rap Wise Guys. But it's No Damn Good Music Group. You feel me? That's my shit.
The most importantly, the music y'all be coming with be dope, though. So it's not like you got to support them out of guilt or association, because there's a lot
no,
of guys
not
doing
even.
It on the business
nah.
side, but yet they music be trash.
Bro, like, yo, try tell me Dope Fresh don't got it. Like, that dude is crazy. like anytime you want to tell me work with him, yeah, all day. I've been making records with Loke since fucking, I don't even know for how long. I mean, that long. In Penn State, yo. Free Penn State, by the way, yo. Shouts to the homie, man. I mean, fuck that. Like, I know what it is, yo. Free Penn State. Wise Guys, homie. I got you. I mean, like, been making records with them for a long minute, so it's like, it's my peoples, that's my dudes. We got some records coming. Some shit gonna pop up. Definitely.
Now, when you went away for a while, and what was the first thing you did when you touched down on the ground?
Smoked a cigarette. Real shit. Like, 5, 6 hours in a row. Then I ate some food. And then I went and seen my daughter. I mean, that was that. That was the, I had to smoke, eat, and go see my baby. That was that. Everything else was irrelevant.
That's real talk, man, because it's crazy how, you know, when people, they get locked up, especially rappers, they get locked up, and then when they come out, they throwing a big-ass birthday bash at the club, and they get treated
like
they're pizza.
Like, yo,
they,
I don't give
that,
a fuck
they
about
that
none
Moses,
of that.
They want that Moses from the Red Sea treatment. Like, yo, fuck the Red Sea, son.
Yeah, for sure. Pop the Red Sea on me, son. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's like, nah, man, it ain't like that with me, though. Like, I really didn't give a fuck. Like, it was, like, a very few people that I wanted to see. Took me a long minute, too, to, like, get back in the fucking real world. Like, and I was going for, like, 10 months. So, like, it's like, that ain't even that. I mean, it's long, but it ain't that long, you feel me? But still, Like, yo, you get used to one lifestyle for, like, a grip of time, and it's like, it, yo, that shit take you away from everything you ever known, you know what I mean? Especially if it's your first time, like, doing a real thing, like, yo, whatever, you stay there 7-10 days, that ain't shit, you know what I mean? Like, yo, but you start, like, getting into the year, the half year, the fucking whatever, that start becoming a different mentality, a different lifestyle, you know? So, like, you do that for a minute, so, like, when I came home, it was, like, the shit that I really missed was the shit that I was, you know, important with Delaware, you know? So, like, yeah, my daughter, my girl, food, like, proper herbs, proper cigarettes, shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, just real shit.
And in correlation with also with what ASAP Rocky is going through, is because it show you right there that even when you got the money can't even fix the situation.
Nah, yo, if they want to, they want to. That's it. Like, yo, I'm not even gonna get into the reasons why I whatever, but, like, I'm telling you, like, yo, nah. And it's like, it doesn't even matter what the fuck it is, you're still going in. If they want you, they want you. And that's that. They wanted me for fucking, they wanted to give me 3-year federal. They ended up giving me 18 months. I did 10 of them. Appealed my shit, paid the grip money, like 15K. That wasn't nothing. That was a joke. That was rejected. That was, fuck out of here. You going back to jail. That's it. So I was like, it doesn't matter.
When
they
I
want
first
you,
heard it,
you.
I was like, oh, damn. We got to show some love, man. Like, you know, we got to put the free Travis Bryant post up. First thing first. Let them know we got
yeah,
to
I mean, I did see that. I did. And, yo, enough love, man. Yo, like usual, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, respect for all the love and the fact that y'all, that you know what I mean, that y'all support me. Anybody I interacted with because of the show, you feel me? Like, yo, the homie LR, you know what I mean? Sandman, that dude, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's people that I met because of you, you know what I mean? Because of y'all, because of the show. So it's like, that's people I interact with on almost a daily basis, just on some, you know, whatever the fuck shit. So that's, yo, that's some good shit, you feel what I mean? Like, so, yo, shout out to you for the love, you know, man. It's a blessing.
No doubt. No doubt. And now that you're free and you got this album coming out, for people that are just tuning in, because, you know, we 253 deep, we get new listeners, new followers. For those who
right.
Just now tuning in to this show, like, what can people expect from this album that you're about to drop?
Yo, alright, so basically the Rebirth project is coming out. It's going to be out real soon. That's like pretty much like 5-6 of the joints that's already out available. Records that was supposed to come out with that as the album. And like right now, like probably what I'm going to do is like a two next records, some new shits to throw on there to just close up the project and throw it out, like with some new shit on it, just because, you know, I mean, people been used to what the fuck they already heard. So yeah, there's that, and it's my new joint coming out. It's untitled right now, but it's gonna be strictly produced by my dude Don Dada. So yo, shouts to Dada. That's gonna be that. I got the Psycho Power Pirates album coming with my man's Hungry Bastard. Got that new 8 Mob shit popping off. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's what's going on right now. And I got my music with my Wise Guys. You know what I mean? That's coming off, and I don't want to tell y'all nothing about that because y'all gonna have to wait on that. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's, it's a grip of projects. There's a lot of music going on. I never stop fucking with it. That's what I do all day. Man, so shout out to everybody.
Is it gonna be on the hard copies? Like, you gonna get some hard copies on that joint too?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Not the Rebirth, but the new one. The Don Dada
right.
Joint gonna be like that. And it's like, it's also a different it's also a different way. You know what I mean? Like, it really don't sound like anything I've ever done. Like, I mean, like, I'm really like, I got some, I realized, you know, like, I woke up and I was like, really, the way I really wanted to be is, like, just because I made, like, so much different type of music my whole life, played different instruments, sang this, that, like, I looked at it like, I want to start making, like, timeless music, you know what I mean? So, there's a real different approach to this shit. It's a lot of joints where I'm, like, singing R&B-ass hooks with a lot of soul to it, you know, so it's, like, there's some of that shit, and it's, all the verses is rap hard, but, like, you know, it's a different vibe on the tape. is definitely different from anything I've ever done. And I'm like, I'm not putting no, like, it's going to be like a 13 jumpy album. And I'm going to have like a 2-3 features on there. I got like 2 of my 8 Mile dudes on there. Probably a feature from a singing shorty. And like, I don't want to mention no names in them, but like, yeah, so that, and like, probably a one like American feature that's like something y'all gonna look forward to, you know what I mean? So that's how I'm mapping out that project. It's not really gonna be something that gonna be real, like, it's gonna be real intimate. It's gonna be very personal and different from all my other shit. But then all the other shit that I got coming out, hard as fuck. But I mean, this shit hard as fuck too. It's different, hard as fuck. You just gotta look at it for what it is. Like, it's real time. Like, you're gonna hear a lot of music elements in it, and like, it's gonna be like, but, you know, like, the whole other side of the thing is a real, it's very hip-hop. That's how I can describe it. It's like, it's very hip-hop, and then on the other side, it's like, really, like, different from anything I've ever done. But then, yeah, like I said, you know, the pirate shit and the 8 Mile shit, you know. Wise guy shit. So
like,
yeah,
y'all got the whole RZA plan going on. Got 5 different albums about to come out in the same year.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and look. I mean, my man, yo, Young Neezy out of Mexico. My 8 man, that dude got like fucking 5-6 different groups, 3 languages, rapping, singing. Like, yo, it's like, it's some shit. Like, we apes, yo. Apes do us. You know, we do the thing. It's like, yo, we out there. We definitely got material, and this project's coming out. It's like, there's so many of us that, I mean, it's a lot of music. It's a lot of music. It's a good thing.
And also to show,
we're gonna
too,
try to get another 8 Mile album out.
Far away from
for
dead
show.
Too. It's a show that hip hop is far away from dead too, because you know you got two guys
will never
out
be
pain.
Dead.
It ain't gonna
never die.
Never
be dead.
You got us around.
Hip hop is bigger than ever. Hip hop is bigger than ever. Hip hop is the biggest thing in the world, universal. Everybody know that. Hip hop is shit. It's like people like to say, oh, it's the new rock and roll. I don't think, yo, hip hop is rock and roll. Let's say, yo, it's just like, it's rock and roll's a lifestyle, bro. Like, hip hop is rock and roll. Hip hop is fucking hip hop, bro. Like, that's just the biggest music in the world. Like, everybody want to be hip-hop to the point where the shit they say online, like, they don't even know what the fuck they're saying, and they're saying it. Like, it's just, hip-hop is the way they dress, the way they...
Got Corny
the way
People
they
even trying to rap, too,
everything.
Man. You got Imani Cyrus, she want to drop some bars.
Man.
That's how influential
this thing
is. Like, everybody want to sign up and spit. And I think it's also a good thing and a bad thing, because the ramifications back then where if you was going to come up in a game, you had to study the students, you had to study the teachers, like Big Pun and Cool G Rap. I can't rap. I can't do this shit. I got to leave this to them. let me sit my ass down somewhere.
I mean, like, people often compare me to certain people. Like, I mean, like, I'm the type of dude, I hate the comparisons, but I appreciate what most of the people say. And it's like, all right, cool, I'm good with that. It's like, because it lets me know that, yo, I did my research, you know what I mean? Not only did I, like, it's like, my research wasn't had to be done. It was something that was just there. It was instilled, you know what I mean? It was like, okay, well, this is what I grew up listening to this, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's like, and when you, like, when you my age, our age, you know what I mean? Like, we old heads, bro. So, like, we now considered the old heads. So, that's what's that. So, it's like, that's what we came up listening to. That's what we do. This is what I do. It's what I'm always do. And that's what I love, you feel me? Hip-hop, rap music.
We still fresh. Life we ain't the old heads yet. We ain't rocking the Bill Cosby shirt with the Larry Holmes flat tops.
My G. Oh, shit.
Nah, we ain't
right,
going nowhere.
Yo,
yeah,
we
still the gatekeepers.
Oh, I'm here. I'm right here. I'm doing my fucking thug thizzle. You feel me? That's how I'm doing this. That's that.
Let them know.
Like,
yo,
I
see
you.
We might have a little gray piece. We might have a little gray on the chin, but that don't mean
whatever,
good.
Yo. We run this. This our generation. We run this shit. Fuck you. This our house. You know what I mean? It's all love, though. It's all love. Like, when I stopped looking at it, they was trying to eat up the culture and destroy it. And, like, I was like, I started looking at it like it ain't even, this ain't rap, bro. Like, it's not. Like, you guys came up off different music. Like, a lot of these artists today, like, came up on metal music and, like, fucking this, that, whatever, techno and shit. And it's like, yo, they make music that reflects that. It really does. Like, you listen to a lot of this music, it's like, it reflects different genres of music. It doesn't, like, sound like what the fuck we do. So, it's like, yeah. That's why I stopped getting mad at all this shit. It was like, yo, this is not that. It's not what we do or what we did or what we came up off of. Different.
Plus, when we want to create this platform, we ain't want to be sounding like a bunch of old heads mad. Like, our goal was we wanted to find the hungriest, the talented, the dopest, and give them that platform because there's a lot of politics in this thing.
Yep.
And look how much light it's giving y'all.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is hip hop. You either in or you out. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's a gang, bro. That's it. That's how I feel about it. It's like, we chose this. Or it chose me, whatever the fuck it is. But honestly, like, that's what I do. And it's gonna be there for a long ass minute. Like, till I'm old enough to fucking, you know, whatever. I'm gonna make this music. And it's gonna be because of those people that made that music before me. And like I learned a lot of shit from hip hop. Like, you understand? Like, a lot of soul music that I listen to today, soul and funk and shit. Like, I researched a lot of shit from samples that I knew and heard about records or whatever. Like, maybe might have heard it, might have not. But, like, a lot of samples led me to that music that I listened to. And, like, that's music that came way before hip-hop, that influenced hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, hip-hop gave me a lot. Like, a lot. I honestly feel like hip-hop is my gift and my curse. Like, it stole my fucking life, but it gave me so much. It's just, that's how I feel about that shit.
Yeah, kind of cool with that song that Lupe came out with, Hip-Hop Saved My Life.
See, I can't even speak on that record because I don't know it.
But right.
I actually, matter of fact, I don't really know a lot of Lupe material, matter of fact. So I can't even speak on Homeboy, but I do know, like, enough about him to know, like, the type of shit that he talks about on records and shit. So, like, I could really, like, okay, yeah, I can only imagine what that joint is like. I'm going to go
be Sandman, we go back and forth ranking on him because Sandman always gets on him about dressing like, you know, he's dressing like a weirdo and looking like a ninja.
He's a fucking weirdo. But like what's that record that shit, man, it was a real big single. Like, I think it was like in a Mountain Dew commercial or some bullshit like that. But like, fucking whatever that record was, that record was dope. And it's like even on a song that sounds so Nah, Kick Push was a big single. That's one of the other records I know about. Yeah, that's another record I know about. Hungry Bastard say he hate that song. because it is, though. Yeah, he one of them little skateboarders, bro. I'm telling you. I know you probably would, but whatever. That's white people shit. The show must go on, or some shit like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, he got that. Yeah, that's big records with the guy. But like, I don't really know his material like that enough to speak about him. You know what I mean? But I heard a lot of shit about his views and this and that. So whatever.
Right. As we about to wrap this one up shortly, man, like, is there anybody out there that you really want to work with, but you haven't worked with yet?
That I haven't worked with yet. I mean, my aspirations are very big. So we're not going to speak on those really, really big ones because just whatever, you know what I mean? But, like, I mean, locally, probably Gabby Harvey, and, like, internationally, like, I really want a record with Dubsy, and I really want a record with Noriega just because I like those dudes, and they really like dudes that I fucked with on a level that other people don't really fuck with. You know, like, it's certain records by them that really, really fucking influence a lot of shit for me. Like, Dubsy off that Ghetto Wiseman and Norby off that, off the, God Favorite or the first tape, the NORE. Like, yo, there's records on there that, like, I lived lifestyles by. You know what I mean? Like, that Norby record, it's not a game. That shit was my shit. Like, that's a big record for me. That's not, like, you don't even probably know that record, you know what I mean? I mean, maybe you do, but, like, not everybody out there do. And it's like, that's the record that, like, was really my shit. Or, like, you know, whatever. Like, and also Obi Trice, yo. Obi fucking Trice.
Very
I'm not, like, one of them dudes. Very. Very. I mean, like, one of them dudes.
Very.
So, yo, like, pretty much that. If I could build a tape where I would have dudes, it would be, like, them dudes and, like, a Bun P on there, like Styles P on there. Like, if I could build a tape, you would have dudes that, like, all the, you know, like, maybe dudes that we fuck with on every level, but, like, other people don't know more than majors care. But it's like, yeah, I would have dudes like that on my shit. You know what I mean? So, definitely shout out to all of them.
That's what's up, man. And we about to wrap this up because, you know, Blog Talk be on
yeah,
the
yeah.
ass. You don't take it at all.
Right.
Time. So,
right.
Any other shout outs you want to leave out there?
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Off the Cuff once again for having me on again for the fourth time. You know what I mean? Keep grinding like y'all do. I love it. You know what I mean? For the culture, for the life. That's how we do this. Shout out to Off the Cuff. You know what I mean? Shout out to my wise guy, Local Smoke. You know what I mean? Shout out to Hungry Bastard. Shout out to my manager, Sauce. You know what I mean? Don Dada. My 8 Mile family. You know what I mean? Everybody who listened to the show, you know what I mean? And all the fans. Everybody who, you know, cop the shit. Everybody who come out of here, man. So, yeah. All of y'all. Enough love.
No doubt, man. And be sure to, I'll just let everybody know, be sure to check the show out tomorrow night. We're going to have Gonzo's artist up there. Go by the name of Mash. He got a new joint titled Tupac, Not Dead. And
oh, shit.
It's fire. So we're going to have him up there tomorrow night to chop it up. This guy here is nice. On episode 254. And I also want to say, on behalf of myself being he's going to ride in a solo mission, I'm going to send a shout-out to L.I. the Sandman, Ms. Chinchilla, T-Max, the whole Guillotine team for putting it down for 254 episodes along with people that helped us along the way to get there. We're trying to get to 300, y'all. So, and I have a lot of surprises in the mix. So,
boom, boom.
If y'all ain't hop on the bandwagon this month, your ass better hop now. I'm letting y'all know.
Yo, it's like three, four fucking legendary interviews you did this month. I mean, at least two of them that was legendary and shit. Like this month. Real talk. So, people need to fucking listen. Y'all fucking listen to this shit. You feel me?
Yeah, we ain't playing around.
Nah. Y'all, for the indie, I see, like, I love this. It's like, you got some really important people out here. Because, yo, it's like, because when you a fan of the sport, I mean, you bring what you know the sport deserves, right? It's like.
Exactly.
So that's what the fuck Off the Cuff do. So y'all better peep game though.
That's right. We trying to build a dynasty. We trying to build a dynasty like the Lakers. We ain't going out like the Knicks. Just letting y'all know.
Uh-huh. I y'all,
had to take it there.
Where you think it is, though? Purple and gold, baby.
Hey, I hopped the bandwagon. I went with LeBron. I went with, as soon as LeBron went there, I went over there.
Yo, you know what? Look,
I gotta buy my purple and gold jersey to ball.
I was inside when that motherfucker came there, and I hated that motherfucker for the whole time, like way before this, because I was a Kobe head, and I still am a Kobe head. So and then you know what? I was like, well, you know what? Damn. Okay, but yo,
hey,
you know what?
Hey, we'll come over
he
there.
Really, he didn't really produce the way. He didn't really produce the way he's supposed to, but I hope they produce what they got right now, because that's the ticket right there. That's damn.
Oof. That's the Twin Towers right there. LeBron and Anthony Davis. If y'all don't know, y'all better know now.
That's horrible. Like you're dealing with some shit right there. That's they gonna fuck shit up. So yeah, you know. Lakers, baby, we back. You feel me? There's no
go, son.
You dig?
So yeah, check us out tomorrow night. We signing up out of here. They like, yo, get all your right. asses out of here.
Man, yo, what up, Blata? All right, man. You hold
holla
it down,
back, yo.
King Harry. I already know.
No doubt.